Hello.
Hey, Catherine, this is Chaya with Family First Care. How are you?
Hi, sweetie. How are you? I'm trying
Good.
to hang in
How are you
there.
feeling now?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, like I said, we got a little problem.
What's the problem?
Okay. When I was working for this company called CSC, I don't know if you're familiar with them. Then you see on the Eagles field, the green jackets. They
Okay.
never, they don't pay direct deposit. They pay checks. And I don't have not one check saved.
Let me ask you a question. Where did you cash those checks?
I cashed them down South Philly and Federal, Broad and Federal.
Okay, so you got all your bank statements and everything that was cashed from there.
You think they'll still have it?
They have to. They must. They should.
And another question. Yeah, and another question, sweetie. When we had the COVID, now how can I get the statements from that?
Okay, so you only need statements from 2020, so not 2019. What's the difference? Why can't you call up your bank?
I'm trying to call my bank.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to get the information from the app, and
mm-hmm.
he said, I told him I need to change my number. So I asked him, do you have the number? He goes, yeah, I got the number. My number, he put 9291 instead of 92, instead of 91, 92.
I have your numbers 9291 as well.
No, he put it backwards. And I never got a time to reset the code.
Got it. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I would tell you what to do is call that bank again.
I am.
And do that again, yeah. And then also, once you get the statements, just next to each statement that's over any transaction that's over $500, you just need to explain those.
Explain transaction.
If you have a transaction, usually, you know, most transactions are not over $500. If you have one, it's over $500. Explain right next to it with a pen and paper. Just write, bought a couch, bought a car. And that way, you know, we'll be able to see that and we'll send it to the county because the county's going to request that, so we might as well do that all at once instead of doing it twice. Okay.
I'm trying to figure out a lot of things. I'm just going to get the bank statements that I have, whatever I have. That's all I have. I'm not going to sit here and stress over nothing because welfare has everything.
Good.
I don't know
why
I
got it.
Try to get
the bank statements, and then we'll touch base after that.
But
okay?
You already know welfare knows everything before you do, so I don't understand why I got to go through
welfare,
all this bullshit.
Welfare needs this. They ask. They need this.
So, well, they have it. I don't know why they keep asking.
You already dropped off all your financial welfare?
No, I can't drop anything off. I don't have
so
a car.
They,
so,
right.
But
so
what I'm trying to explain,
it.
What I'm explaining, right now I'm not working. I haven't been working since May. I've been on FMLA, and they're still making me pay for my card, my medical card. And I do not have the kind of money that's
okay.
coming out of my pocket that I got to live with.
Okay.
And it cuts me short.
Okay, I hear that, and I'm definitely
You understand
sorry.
What I'm saying? So
yes,
when I get to do this, I'm going to get all my medical back, but I'm not going to get no refunds back. That's for sure, right?
Listen. You're not going to, I don't know what you're going to get back. This is so that your caregivers could get paid.
I understand that, sweetie. But I'm telling you something that I don't understand.
Listen, I can't tell you what the county's doing for your other things. That's not my
They're making me pay for medical that I'm not
right.
working.
Right. So I'm sorry to hear that. There's nothing I can do to help you with that, unfortunately. I really wish
okay.
I can, but
when
but
I get
not.
A chance, I'll send you all the information. Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye.